Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I used to know computers. I used to know how the file systems worked and how data was stored. I knew how programs accessed memory and wrote information to the hard drive for use at random intervals. I used to be able to open up a computer cabinet and see the graphics card and the modem and the power source and the disk drives all connected to the motherboard and the CPU, the central processing unit, the brains of the computer with its own special little fan attached so that it didn't overheat. I used to know computers. Somewhere along the way, though, the curve of content and complexivity, if that's a word, for computers whizzed by my curve of knowledge increase, and I was left in the dust of floppy disks and megabytes. Now, computer things like clouds and terabytes, agile development and worms and scripts and USB, A and B and C and D, it makes my head spin. Before Christmas, my wife and I bought a smart TV. I'm pretty much convinced that it's smarter than me. What I don't know is if it's so smart, why are there still so many dumb programs on it? I used to know computers and TVs. Now, not so much. But I still get by. I used to know how to change the oil in my car, but now I just take it to the shop and let them crawl under there. I used to be able to sing 4, 6, 8 measures on a single breath, using my diaphragm to steady the tone and to hold the high notes even. Not anymore. I've known a lot of things in my life. On some skills, I can speak and act with some authority, maybe even expertise. And this is the case for all people. Some of you know how to quilt, or to knit, or to weave. Some of you can fly fish, or hunt, or swim, or run, or play hockey. Everyone has something, even a few things, that they're really good at. Simon and James and John, they were fishermen. They knew what they were doing when they got up in the morning and gathered up their nets and headed out into the lake in their boats. They read the seasons and the weather, the temperatures of the day and of the patterns of the currents in the water. They knew how to trim their nets in order to keep the fish that were old enough to harvest and leave the younger ones to grow another month or so. They knew just where to go in order to get the big catch. How deep to drop the line, how long before you pulled in the bounty. Which is why I have to wonder at what they thought. When Jesus asks Simon to put out into the water and let down the nets. Because Jesus was not a fisherman. Let down your nets for a catch, he says. Really? Simon replies. You know, we've been at this all night, and as good as we are, we haven't caught a single fish. Two things. Apparently, the best time for fishing on the Lake of Gennesaret, otherwise known as the Sea of Galilee, is at nighttime. And even experts aren't able to perfectly execute their skills every time they wile their trade. But Simon doesn't protest. He lets down the nets, as Jesus says. One of the ways that the Gospels communicate the good news of God is by showing us what life looks like when Jesus is around. Notice that these verses that we read today for the gospel lesson, these verses don't say what Jesus told the people when he got into the boat and sat down and began to teach them. There's nothing of the content of his teaching. It just says that he taught them. But it's what happens after that. When he tells Simon to put out into the deeper water, then the abundance of God is seen. Then the lavishness of grace is experienced, so much that the boats are threatened to sink. Simon, in all his personal experience, all his expertise, couldn't have imagined this kind of abundance. In fact, he's ashamed to be in the presence of one who would bestow such gifts. But Jesus says, no, no shame, no concern, no fear. In fact, what if not just fish were caught up in God's grace and the confluence of Jesus and this gift of abundance? What if all people experienced this grace, this love? And thus, the mission of the church is born. The work of all who claim to follow this not expert fisherman has begun. The call for us, here even, in our little gathering of faithful in the year of our Lord 2022, has been issued once again. And the call is to abundance. Abundance for you and for me, like the fish for those in the boats and on the shore of the Galilean Sea. But even more for the people that we will be catching. But like Jesus' words that are not remembered, so also the words we say this day are less important than the overflowing grace that comes to us through us to our neighbors. Do we know the amazing grace of God's abundance? Absolutely. It's here in the water that pours over the heads of those who are baptized, and in the remembrance of baptism for each of us, and the life that gives us hope for each new day. It's in the bread and the cup that confirms in us the forgiveness of Jesus' sacrifice. Forgiveness that doesn't just heal our wounds, but strengthens us for service to others. It's in the faith of our parents and grandparents who gave us not only this building but also the gifts of prayer and support for one another, and has become a place to feed not only ourselves but our neighbors with more than just the bread of life. But if we sit back and assume posture of the expert, if we seek not to hear from this one who calls us to put out into deeper waters, if we think only that Jesus needs to teach us with words and not with actions of abundance, sharing the catch that threatens to swamp our own boat, then we will become like the ones who say, I used to know. Once upon a time, I could, but not anymore. What the church needs today is not to claim that we are the experts, but to risk the opportunity to leave everything we have and start catching people. This will look a lot less like knowing what the Bible says about wisdom and knowledge, and more about gathering with the hungry and the homeless in our neighborhoods. It'll look less like having big church services with glorious choirs and lofty prayers, and more like small gatherings with those in our community who are forgotten and left behind, It's going to mean that less and less we claim to hold to this holy truth of the universe, and more like we are able to see the truth held by those that are rejected and despised by many in the world. Because the abundance of God's grace has never been something that we learned, never something we stored up, never something we claimed as expert practitioners. Rather, it's something that we shared. So let us follow Jesus and cling to his way of catching people. Let's put ourselves out into the deep waters of uncertainty and trust in that same abundance that we share with others to be our faith and hope. Amen.